There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside the final hour tonight of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Japan beats the United States 3-2 to win the World Baseball Classic. Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout to win it for Japan. And it was just a couple of days ago, a young enterprising reporter looking to make a name for himself named John Paul Morosi, getting to cover the World Baseball Classic. Insider for MLB Network. Nobody knows more about the WBC than John Paul does. He joins us from the World Baseball Classic now, where he was a guy that said a couple of days ago, you know, there's no other way the WBC ends than Shohei Ohtani versus Mike Trout with the entire tournament on the line. Fast forward to tonight. JP, play the lotto, man. That was some kind of prediction.
Well, good evening, or good morning, I should say. I've got some work to do to be able to be that prescient in other things that probably hold a bit more importance in life. But no, this was an extraordinary night, and I was privileged to watch it. And obviously, I was working on our World Feed broadcast produced through Major League Baseball Network, and so I was actually at field level watching it. And I said to myself tonight, I just kind of put my microphone down and I just watched, because I didn't want to be thinking too much about what's he going to throw here, what's Trout going to do, what does it mean for someone's legacy. It was just being grateful and appreciative that we had this moment with 36,000 fans and millions of people around the world watching this one thing. And, you know, we've talked before about what this tournament can be. And I think that's probably on some level, there are still some conversations to be had about what it will be even more. But for now, it's about what it is and what it is right now. And I had players saying to me after the game, this is one of the most meaningful things they've ever been a part of in their lives. Mark DeRosa, I know he feels that way. So what more can we say than just this tournament is a brilliant showcase of what makes this sport special. And there is no greater advertisement for what the game can be than what it already is, than what this tournament already shows us. So I hope that if you're listening right now that you enjoyed it as much as I did, and that we can already start thinking about the days and counting down to the next one.
Well, JP, I just want to say this. Shohei Ohtani put out a statement about 5 minutes ago saying this is the greatest moment of his life. Which will wind up being greater, this moment or when he gets traded to the Mets, the deadline?
Oh,
like, is those two big moments, JP? Those two big moments coming
He may have to put out a second statement. You never know. Addendum to the statement. But this is, guys, this goes so far beyond to where what happens in this tournament and what happens on this night, especially when you consider how meaningful baseball is in Japan, it does transcend. It is a lifetime achievement. And you've got, in one case, Yu Darvish, who was the guy that threw the last out of the 2009 WBC at Dodger Stadium. He was still part of this now 14 years later, which is a pretty big achievement. To be that great for that long, that you could be part of victorious WBC runs 14 years apart, is a pretty powerful thing to be able to say. And I think, too, that it does not surprise me at all that Ohtani described it that way, that he described it in such extraordinary terms. He's still, obviously, in the scope of life, a very young man, but I suspect that for a lot of these players, this is the achievement of a lifetime, because it matters that much. This is the national team in Japan is what the national team means to soccer fans in Brazil or Italy or Argentina or Spain or Germany, to where it's constantly being discussed. Who is on the national team? Who's the guy? Who are the people that we trust the most? And I think that we are getting closer to that in our country. We really are. I mean, on the pitching side, we may have a little more work to do. But in the position player group, you could not have asked for more than what we had. Sure, Aaron Judge would have been great. But aside from that, I there's not even a single wish or a want that you could possibly look at with this team and have. So I think Team USA did a great job. Japan was one run better in the end. Doesn't mean that the roster was flawed but from the U.S., and it doesn't mean that Japan's roster was perfect. It just means that Japan was one run better in one game. And I would love, by the way, and I've said this before, I would love to see a 7-game series between these teams sometime in November in the future, where you've got half at Dodger Stadium, half at Tokyo Dome, or take your pick on the West Coast, and really have a showdown series that really is powerful and carries some significant weight about where the game is going.
So the questions about Aaron Judge will persist. I like that Mike Trout after the game said, so Ohtani got round one. So he's already hugging him goodbye or what?
Well, no, I mean, he got round one, which means that 3 years from now, Trout's looking for another chance. That's what he's talking about. And, you know, does it mean that Ohtani's going to get traded? I mean, I'll put it this way. I don't think this result makes a trade any more or less likely from an Angels perspective. I think it's still what it always has been, which is, if anything, maybe I'll say this. It opened the eyes of the world to what a great competitor he is. Okay? So we know what a great player, what a great talent he is, but we're gonna find out what a great competitor he is by how he handles himself in this venue, and my gosh. Oh, flying colors. Couldn't ask for more. Because I think there's an emotional side of him that we just didn't see in Anaheim, because they just haven't been competitive and relevant lately. But my gosh, he was hitting doubles, and then you saw him pumping his fists and just all the emotion. It's just perfect.
After the final out, the glove goes, the hat goes, he's spinning around. The final out was amazing.
And that's exactly right. I mean, I watched that all happen about 50, 60 feet away from me because I was right next to the Japan's dugout. And I'll tell you, one of the coolest things that I saw during the game was Shohei running back and forth and going back to warm up to come back. Oh, it's beautiful. It was just a beautiful thing. The logistics of it, you know, I credit on our world feed, Bill Bolin, our producer, and Jason Lobb, our director, for really just following Shohei, because that he was, for those innings, he was the story. Where is he? Where is he going? Is he warming up? What's next? I just think that a lot of that was just perfectly done, and credit to Bill and Jason and Dave Fleming and Yonder Alonso upstairs. It was a lot of fun to work on that show.
John Paul Morosi with us, MLB Network, Fox Sports Radio Insider, live from the World Baseball Classic. All right, now before we get to what Rob Manfred said earlier today, what was your favorite moment covering it? From covering it, take us inside a little bit. Your favorite moment of the WBC, and if you even rhyme anything that sounds like Diaz, this is your last appearance. No. What was your favorite moment? What was your favorite moment of
So I would say, like it's the, for me, it's the subtle times. It's when you're in the manager meetings, and I love the conversations that because it's the managers are a little more relaxed. It's sort of for our own background, and during the broadcast, so it's not as much for like, you know, to be shared and tweeted immediately. It's more for our own background information, but you can obviously share it as the broadcast goes along. And so before the game yesterday, I asked the great Kuriyama-san, the manager, Hideki Kuriyama of Team Japan, about if he's talked about the possibility of Shohei pitching in the next couple of days, and his eyes just kind of lit up. He just kind of like looked at me and like raised his eyes and smiled a bit, and because as the translation was coming to him, because he speaks pretty good English, but he had to wait on the translation, and the translation came back. It basically the exact words were something along the lines of, we have had this conversation, and for now I will keep it a secret. it was perfect because he kind of told you without telling you, and there was just a little bit of a mystery about it all, which is what it should be. It's like, you know, life still needs to be spontaneous. Like we can't have it all planned out. And that answer he gave me was just so perfect. And he's just such a wonderful man. It was just a really cool moment. And I think too, you know, you get a chance to really see how much it means to these players. You know, Trout, I interviewed Mike a couple different times after US wins, and how he was saying it was the coolest thing he's done in baseball. And Adam Wainwright has been a World Series champion, saying basically the same thing. Guys, it's just it was so just affirming of what we do and what we believe in international baseball, that the greatest players had the same joy, and then that you also saw Great Britain's manager Drew Spencer getting a huge win and Drew's reaction. So there's so many cool moments, but it's those personal interactions where you get a real chance to see what it means to these managers and these players. But I think Kuriyama-san telling me we've had that conversation and it's going to be a secret was just perfect. And it was just the right amount of intrigue and mystery that just made me smile.
JP, last one for you real quick. Rob Manfred talking about the pitching side of the equation, because you love what you got, a murderer's row 1-9. On the mound, incentivizing, how do you maybe bolster that side of the roster?
You know, that's a great question. I don't know. I think that it's important to get buy-in, and maybe with the right players and the right teams, we'll get a scenario where the right pitchers are all lined up and feeling good and ready to go. I don't know that you need to do, and nor should you, by the way. There's no way... No way that anybody should feel like they have to, you know, financially incentivize or otherwise a pitcher to participate for his country. I just think that's just That's not what we need to do, in my opinion. I do think that we need to get more buy-in and more information to the teams and to the players and their agents about the value of this. And I'll tell you what, the pitchers who are going back to their camps and talking about what it meant, that will do a lot of the selling for us as a baseball community. I would, if there are incentives to do, fine, but I don't think that they should necessarily be financial. I don't think we need to do that because I think the tournament itself is as great as it needs to be. And if you're a pitcher and if you look at this and if you say, no thanks, then I just don't know what to say to you guys because it's the coolest competition going. It's just so much fun to watch.
All right, Edwin Diaz is allowed to say no next time. Just like he's the one guy, he's allowed to say no.
He can say no.
He is allowed to say no. All right, thank you.
He's a quitter. No.
Oh, JP, as always, thank you so much. Thanks for staying up so late, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
My pleasure, guys. I promise you I'll have some very strong NL East takes ready for you guys next week, okay?
Hey, quick recovery, buddy. Season's upon us.
Quick turnaround. I feel like I'm ready to go to the winter meetings, but it's not. It's actually just quite the opposite.
I'm ready to go to the winter meetings.
He's the best.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
That energy just infectious, Jason.
Oh, I mean, he loved it. Look, he loves the WBC. He loves report. He loves everything about it. I get it. It was, you know, to cover it, I think if I was there, yeah, how do you not get swept up in it with the fans and the way the teams are into it? That, no, I get that part of it. I get being immersed in it. It's great for him. He loved it.
By the next cycle, he'll be able to speak Japanese. You watch.
Mm. Yeah, man. Wow. That would be Italian and English and Japanese for JP. That's pretty bad.
He's a powerful man. There's no question about it.
Right there.
I'm just saying, like, he's going to want to have, I mean, let's face it, Japan's going to put up another great squad. So I think he'd love to see if he can't do it. Translator will be there to make sure any of the phraseologies get cleaned up. But that's JP. That's the challenge.
Yeah, we just can't field any more Mets. Get some real players on the team. Come on.
Stop. The Mets. Jeff McNeil got on base in ninth inning. Spock,
why?
Into the double play. Spock.
That's exactly
Spock.
How you said it.
Spock. Why? We can't have it. Spock.
We can't have nice things.
Why? Can't have it. The Dodgers failed. The Mets did not. It was the Dodgers. They failed.
Yeah, we're getting Ohtani. Life is good.
They failed. They failed.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of general tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon on camera.
You know that doesn't make it better, right?
Well, no, at least like I'm getting paid for it, I guess.
And he can document your performance.
You think you're getting royalties?
Performance. You talk about his performance. We talk about his performance? The guy had three scenes. Okay. So tonight in the NBA, the Thunder beat the Clippers 101 to 100. No matter what happens with the Thunder, they still refuse to go away. They're still going to be that 500 team that's going to keep motoring on into the playoffs. Gilgeous Alexander had 31. The Clippers fall to 38 and 35. But more importantly, Paul George in this game, in 35 minutes, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, but left the game after a really scary-looking knee injury. Knees are not supposed to bend the way Paul George's knee bends. He went up for a rebound. He came down on his knee, on his leg, and his leg bent backwards. There is no update on him from Tyronn Lue. Hopefully there will be some kind of update tomorrow, but that's not one of those things that looks good that tells you, hey, you know, Paul George is going to be back at some point soon. All right. We're already talking about where, you know, 10 games or so left in the regular season. I don't know, man. I'm not a doctor. Maybe we should call Rich Ornberger because, you know, he's a Dr. Rich.
On the show.
Yeah, he's a doctor. But
we did text
I don't
him.
Know, man. We did text him. Yeah, we did text him for his opinion on
Paul George. You can read his
answer. We texted him and said, hey, Dr. Rich, can you tell us what you think about this? And he said he may never be able to see it.
That goes in line with the character created last week. Yes.
I love Richie. I love Richie. But it's kind of hard for me to see this being an injury that Paul George comes back from somewhat soon. I mean, we're talking about the Clippers now have 9 games left, and then to come back with the playoffs right there, and it's likely going to be a play-in round. I mean, that's going to be tough. And look, without him, at least for the next 9 games, who knows where the Clippers could finish in the West? Because right now, hey, okay, 38 and 35, you're feeling all right being in fifth place, but you got a bunch of teams at 36 that are in 6th, 7th, 8th place. The T-Wolves have 37 losses. They're in 9th.
37?
Shut up. There's a lot of teams that are only one game or two games behind you in the loss column. And this could, without Paul George, this could turn from a, hey, Clippers team that feels pretty good about being in the top 6 to here's a Clippers team that hopefully won't fall out of the play-in round. And they were a very trendy pick. Many people after the All-Star break were, oh, the Clippers now, they're healthy. They got all this stuff. And now look where they are after the last couple of weeks.
No, and that's it. It was all about being judicious with minutes and, dare I say, the dreaded load management and trying to figure out how to coax these guys into the playoffs. You've watched it over time, some big wins, but all in all, 5-5 in the last 10, not really making progress, but still above the proverbial fold and what has been going on with Golden State that can't win on the road. Only 8-29 away from home. These Thunder that they've got another game with them, I think Thursday, right? So off day tomorrow and then back to that again. So, you know, you add it all up. Dallas can't get out of their own way. Minnesota's trying to get healthy.
The Lakers are back.
Austin Reeves is now a $50 million player. Can we talk about that? How that suddenly happened over the last couple of weeks? And then obviously the Pelicans, Blazers, Damian Lillard's talking about Operation Shutdown. I mean, it's just gotten bad at the bottom of the Western Conference. But for the Clippers at 38 and 35, yeah, can they, you know, hold it together to get across the finish line and in the playoffs? Yeah, sure. What does that mean on the grand scheme? Unless all of a sudden Kawhi Leonard's got some superhuman monster thing going on in him. Yeah, it's done.
Yeah, that's tough, man. This is one of those seasons for the Clippers where you go, they couldn't ever get started, and they finally get started, and they trade for Russell Westbrook, and that screws up the chemistry so much, and now here's no Paul George. It's like, I mean it. We talked about this a couple weeks ago, is that at the end of this year, if the Clippers are – and they went from a point where, hey – we look like maybe we can make some noises here. Maybe we could potentially do it. To now, it's another year of disappointment. They're going to blow up this roster. And it's going to be Kawhi and Paul George. And it's going to be a new day for the Clippers because they've tried it now for a while. And it just hasn't worked for whatever reason. It just hasn't been what they expect. They thought Kawhi was the missing piece. We're going to go to NBA Finals and win. And he's not been healthy. And then Paul George hasn't been healthy, and it just hasn't worked. This is going to end for the Clippers, and we're going to get to the offseason. It's going to be a feeding frenzy. Hey, Kawhi, who wants Kawhi? Who still thinks you're a Kawhi Leonard away from winning a championship? Let's make a deal. Paul George, let's see, because we're paying him a lot of money. I think it's going to be an entirely all-new-look Clippers team next year.
Oh, I have no doubt. I mean, we're going to see a lot of change. And we've already been talking about it. That's this weird thing of where we're at in the cycle of the NBA. So we were talking about the offseason and possible changes before we even tipped off this season. Like, all right, let's look at the free agents for after. How about we actually figure out what's going on? How about we watch a couple of weeks, maybe a couple of months? Load management. Nobody cares until March, right? After football's over, everybody pays attention. And then we get down to the stretch run, and then we can start talking about the playoffs, and then we can start talking about free agency. But we've seen all of the banners. We've seen all of the giant attempts at billboards and hype machines, and Ballmer with his groundbreaking ceremony a couple of weeks ago talking about how many toilets he's going to have. Because right now, people want to throw up in their mouths after watching this. I broke my leg playing basketball in high school. And I saw that, and I just recoiled from my seat. Just like, my God, the way his knee bent back.
Yeah.
So that is a tough one. Because I remember we were on air, I was telling Frostburg. I remember I was at training camp with the out in Arizona, doing a remote win broadcast out of the mobile. TireRack.com, Fox Sports Radio Studios. And that was when they were doing the Olympic stuff, and George got hurt there.
Yeah.
Right. I was on air with you guys, and I was a couple seconds ahead on what I was watching. I was like, oh my God.
So this is all your fault.
Yeah. So I blame me.
It's Harmon's fault. 100%. Oh, 100%. It's all Harmon's fault. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I look to blame Harmon at any time possible.
No, we figured that out.
Where can I do this?
But this one, you actually have proof.
Yeah.
This one, yeah. No.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
I'll wear it. It's my fault.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've talked to John Paul Morose, who joined us a few minutes ago. He talked about, you know, all the emotion you heard of him talking about the World Baseball Classic. And he has said many times, there is no team under more pressure the first 3 months of the baseball season than the Angels, because they're going to have to make a decision on Shohei Ohtani. And he's someone that has talked about free agency and exploring it. And the Angels can't lose him for nothing. They'd love to keep him. But if you want to explore free agency, that means you kind of want to leave. You know, there's I want to explore free agency, but here's $500 million. Oh, I'm going to stay. You're going to have a change of ownership at some point. It's going to be really awkward. So you know Ohtani wants to leave.
Well, he took him off the market, though.
Right, took him off the market.
He looked at it,
right.
Saw what it was potentially worth, and said, nah. Yeah, I'll hold
but,
for a while.
Yeah, but if a guy wants to sell, you know, he's not suddenly, I'm changing my mind, I'm keeping the team. It's, I'm going to sell at some point. It's just like selling a house. Ah, you know, we're not getting the bids I want. We're going to go off market for a little bit. And we'll go back on. We'll sell the house. So what's going to happen is the Angels are not a good team. They're not going to contend. And all eyes are going to be on what are the Angels going to do with Shohei Ohtani at the deadline. And I maintain there's two teams that are going to go in on Ohtani. The lesser team will be the Dodgers because they have the money to spend. Ohtani might push to stay in Southern California if he's ready for that step up. Because when he came into the Major League Baseball a few years ago, it was, well, I kind of want to dip my toe in here and get used to what life in Major League Baseball is like. I don't know if I want to be a big star in a big market. Anaheim was perfect because you're just outside the big market, but at the same time, you're in the shadow of the Dodgers. So he might push and say, I want to stay here in Southern California, but I'm ready to be a Dodger. And if there's nobody else out there, then the Angels might not have a choice. Well, we'll get a bunch of prospects, a bunch of good players. If he's going to leave anyway, and the Dodgers were going to sign him anyway, if we trade him there, we trade him there. It's where he ends up. But I'm telling you this, the team he's going to end up with is the Mets. Because there's only two teams that are going to go in on Ohtani. There's only two teams that will trade for him, knowing full well we have the ability to sign him as a free agent in the offseason. Right? Nobody else is going to spend that money. And Steve Cohen is pissed. He was going to spend a bunch of money on Carlos Correa. It didn't work out. He had Major League Baseball owners say, oh, I can't believe you're doing this. There's a reason why we don't go over $300 million payroll. What are you doing? He's got to talk to people. No, he's like, blank you, blank you, blank you. You don't like I was going to spend $300 million on Carlos Correa? You wait until Shohei Ohtani comes up. Hey, Shohei, you want $500 million for 10 years? You want $600 million for 10 years? You want $60 million a year? I'm ready to give it to you. I can give it to you because I don't care. He is itching to buy another player, to buy another superstar, and there's no bigger feather in his cap than going to get Shohei Ohtani at the deadline. So when it comes down to it, it's going to be one team above all else, and Cohen's not going to be overbid. You're going to look at a team that might, well, maybe we can offer
Dodgers.
What else do you want prospect-wise? What else do you want? We'll give you more prospects. We'll give you more. We'll give you whatever you want. I am not going to be outbid for Shohei Ohtani. I will get him. So I'm firmly ready for the fact, and this kind of takes the loss of Edwin Diaz and blunts it a little bit, in that when the deadline comes, the Mets are going to have Shohei Ohtani because nobody else is going to trade for him to spend that kind of money, right? The Yankees don't do that anymore. The Red Sox aren't going to do it. nobody else is going to. The Padres, you think they would, but they're already paying seven guys $300 million, so there's nobody else there unless they want to trade Fernando Tatis Jr. But there's nobody else that's going to spend that kind of money that will say, yes, let's go in on Ohtani for this, knowing full well he's going to walk in a few months. No, you're going to trade for Ohtani knowing you're going to keep him. It's going to be just like the Juan Soto trade. The Padres traded for Soto going, okay, we know we're going to keep him for, we're going to have him for at least three pennant races, so that's good enough for us. It's a long term, it's a longish term thing for him before he can become a free agent, and that's going to be the situation with Ohtani. We're going to trade for him knowing we're going to be the team that's going to sign him, and he's going to stay with us for the rest of his career or however long it goes.
Well, I like that. I mean, there's always a mystery team that'll find its way in, kind of like the Aaron Rodgers situation. Who knows? Someone may be lurking in the shadows. See what I did to you there?
There's
trying
no
to
mystery
get you
team.
Well, you never
no
know.
Mystery team. There's no mystery team.
Maybe no they decided team. They just can't work together, and Aaron's no. behind the scene. He's got to talk to somebody else.
Dude, there's no mystery team. No, Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. It's not. They're
I'm just trying
waiting.
To get you angst ridden.
It's
just
not going to happen. Buddy, I just lost Edwin Diaz for the season. How about you take
that
it easy
That was last week, buddy.
How about you take
That's
it easy
That's a long time ago.
Minutes? That's not a long time ago. It just happened.
Especially with the World Baseball Classic just ending.
I mean,
because now you're thinking about the future and 162
buddy,
games with
buddy, just buddy, I'm going to punch you. Just take it easy for a minute, okay?
Mystery team.
But what's wrong with you?
Because I got nothing but love for you, buddy.
Yeah, no.
You know
have,
that.
You have no. You got lots of other crap, you load of crap.
He just karate chopped you to the face.
Load of crap.
In the guy. Face.
In the face.
No, but the idea being that for Ohtani, I mean, look, they as much. Much as Frostburg might have been cursing every appearance of Trey Turner tonight,
yeah,
that's a
that
lot
guy.
Of money they didn't spend on him, isn't there?
Yeah, what
does that
horrible
do?
Human, by the
what
way.
Does that open up, though, Frostburg?
What's his problem? It opens the door for Ohtani is what it does, Mike, yes.
Boy, wouldn't you like to have him hitting a home run every time up like he did in the WBC? That would have been awesome.
Yeah, he's going to hit 700 for the Phillies, and they're going to win the East.
Oh, no, that's not going to happen. No, that's not going to happen.
Look
no,
what
no.
he did to you there.
That's not going to happen. No,
it's
you thought he was coming in
happen.
To tag team and beat me up,
no,
and
no,
he
no,
totally
no.
went heel turn on you. I mean, it was just like the Usos and Sami Zayn.
He always Frostburg always goes heel turn. He's a heel. He's never been a good guy. He's always been the heel.
Yeah, he's got a point.
Mm-hmm. Telling.
Valid point, sir.
Oh, yeah. But he's going to be a Met. Get ready for Ohtani the Met. Ohtani
Dude,
the
worry
Met.
About getting Aaron Rodgers first, okay?
Does Aaron he immediately Rodgers become first? Mr. Met, displacing the longtime mascot?
Listen, you just watch. If the Jets dangle, drag their feet a bit getting Aaron Rodgers, Steve
they
Cohen
will
buy the Jets just to go get Aaron Rodgers. Let's go make that move right now. Let's go make that move.
Now you're just trying to talk that into existence. Please buy all of my favorite teams.
Hey,
James Dolan, you can keep the garden.
Listen,
I think Aaron Rodgers realized that Woody Johnson is Johnson & Johnson.
I think it took a while. We brought it up on the show a couple of weeks ago.
I think
that finally sank in.
Wait, you're the guy?
Wait, that's you? Wait, like Frostburg tonight. Wait, that was Bad Bunny in Bullet
Bad
Train?
Bad Bunny.
Really? That was Bad Bunny? All right. Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. Ohtani, Mets, get used to it.
Your mic's on.
Coming up next, the play of the night. Well, it can only be one thing, but it might not be exactly the way you think you're going to hear it. It's coming up next right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Is that what the Google machine's telling you?
But in that time, we could get like five more John Wick movies, so that'd be really cool, man.
Well, we're going to get the series in between, right?
Oh, I can't wait for John Wick 4.
Isn't it out tomorrow night?
Yeah,
this weekend. Tomorrow night, yeah.
Are we doing a midnight show?
Smith, you didn't even put out a flyer. Like, are we going?
Put out a
flyer. Yeah, are we going, Jay?
Do you guys want to go see John Wick?
Let's do it. What is that, Thursday night?
Yeah. You guys want to go see
Tomorrow's
John
Tomorrow's not Thursday? Dang.
No, unfortunately.
No, you got another night. You got another night.
I'm down. Let's go.
Thursday night? Let's go.
If All you right, can Thursday make night, Thursday tomorrow night, I'm in.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Not many people could do something like that, though. That'd be
Dude, if you could pull that out. Yeah. Oh, wow.
What? It's all limp and dangly.
Sorry, we'll leave it in for a while, Mike.
You know what I meant.
Wow. Okay. Well, it is that hour.
Off.
than we are running
pull
up
it
that
off.
It was limp and dangly.
Safe harbor, yo.
I know. You guys are lunatics. Time now for the play of the night, brought to you by Progressive. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Well, the United States falls to Japan 3-2. Japan wins the World Baseball Classic. The play-by-play on Fox Sports 1, pretty awesome from Joe Davis and John Smoltz. But how about the call on Japanese TV as they win, as Shohei Ohtani strikes out Mike Trout to end the game?
Full count. Ohtani ka? Trout ka?
Did he end with cowabunga?
Didn't
sounded like it.
Now, from Codified Baseball, a place out of Vacaville, and they've got the check mark. Like, I don't know if they bought it or whatever. But evidently, Mike Trout had 3 swinging strikes in only 24 of his 6,174 career plate appearance before this appearance against Shohei Ohtani. And I want to know what happened to Ohtani's glove. Because he strikes him out and he fires it down towards the dugout. Hopefully someone came scrambling out to take that and it didn't end up in somebody's memorabilia pile. Or if it did, let's start bidding. Let's go.
You want a great story about a glove missing? You want a great story about?
If you've got one, sure.
Oh, this is a great story. This is the second best story Rob Dibble ever told me. It's
I thought you were
going to
go with that Red Sox playing first base against the Mets in '86.
No. It's the second best story.
That's pretty good.
That Rob Dibble ever told me. I got to wait for a good time to tell the first one because I can't just tell it.
Explain the millennials who Rob Dibble is.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. Rob Dibble, one of the best relievers in Major League Baseball in the '80s and '90s, went on to a long career afterwards on television. Our former teammate here at Fox Sports Radio. Yep. He hosted nights with Amy Van Dyken in the late aughts here at Fox Sports Radio. So he told me this story once. It was awesome. He got into, you know, Rob Dibble, someone who threw inside all the time. And there was a dust up after he threw inside to somebody in a series. I forget what it was. And he said somebody on the other team, he had a friend of the team, told him and said, next game we play, it's going to be on. And Rob was like, yeah, okay. Yeah, we'll see. So, the next time they played, Rob Dibble threw inside or he hit somebody, whatever it was, and there was a brawl. And Rob Dibble lost his glove. He couldn't find it. And he didn't know where I've used that glove for so many years. And he told me that he found out after the game that a friend told him that they were all so pissed on the other team that they cut his glove up in the locker and were passing out pieces to everybody. And Rob was so mad. He goes, well, I gotta hit somebody the next time, right? So the next time, he goes, and you can see this on the video, the next time we play this team, I go, I gotta hit somebody because they did that to my glove. He was really mad. And he goes, you can see it, and the play-by-play guy, you know, is calling it, and he goes, and here's a pitch. You know something's going to happen. Oh, he's hit. There's another brawl. And Dibble throws his glove into the dugout, and now here he is fighting. He said, I didn't want anything to happen to my glove, so he knew when he hit somebody there was going to be a brawl, so he turned and threw his glove into his dugout so nobody would steal it.
It's a quality move.
Had the fight.
Hey man, you can't fault a good strategy, right?
Oh my God, I can't believe that. I gotta see that. I could just see, I turned and I fired into my dugout so nobody would grab it and walk off with it and I'd lose it again.
No glove, no love, TJ.
TJ. So there you go. And here, that's a pretty good story. Again, that's only the second best story that Rob Dibble ever told.
What's the best?
Second best.
What's the best?
I can't tell it yet. I'll tell you this. It involves Lou Piniella.
Don't have enough dumps.
When there comes time where a Lou Piniella story, I will tell that story, I promise.
Can't wait until we have a time for a Lou Piniella story.
Because honestly, I can't believe Dibble was still in the majors after this story. I can't believe he was still in the major leagues after the story. I really can't.
What a night, though.
Oh, Man, World Baseball Classic, tie shirts happy, Japan won. He's so excited.
Friend will turn on friend, foe on foe.
He's going home to watch Bullet Train.
Bullet Train again.
And he's going to go buy all WBC Japan merch on eBay. He's all excited.
You guys want one?
Let's go.
Ben Maller's next, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.